1620 94.5 WTAW. Friday, December 29th is the deadline for College Station residents to apply for a variety of committees, boards, and commissions. It was a subject on the City of College Station's blog recently, blog.cstx.gov. Here's a portion of that visit with the City of College Station's marketing coordinator, Grace Hollowell, and the city's deputy city secretary, Ian Whittenden.
The topic that we're here to discuss today is the boards and commissions that citizens can get involved with. So let's go over what are they.
Well, your boards and commissions are citizens, members of the public that are appointed by council to mostly operate in an advisory standpoint where the council needs more information or they need help making decisions. They might appoint citizen members to committees, boards, and commissions.
Yes, it's a great way for you to get involved with our city, and there are several different boards and committees from, you know, the Humane Society to the Design and Architecture Boards. So what is the process of participating in the boards and committees?
Well, you need to apply, and you can go out to our website and read a summary of all the boards and commissions out there. And like you said, we have a lot of varied ones, Humane Society, Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency, planning organizations. And you would find that what I would recommend somebody do is they find something they're interested in, something that needs their particular skill, and then they apply for that. And we bring those applications to council, and then council will make appointments.
Right. And another way to stay informed on these committees is to attend council meetings.
Yeah, absolutely. So knowing what's going on in the council really gives you a good perspective of what they're looking to accomplish. If somebody was interested in what a specific committee, board, or commission does, I would say follow their agendas. On the page where you can find information about that meeting body, you can also click and view all their previous agendas. And a lot of times you can view videos of their meetings. So you can really get informed before you apply.
Yes, and these committees are important. So let's kind of talk about why citizen involvement is important for the council and for the city.
We have six council members and one mayor, and they need to reach out to the community to try to bring in more information. And get a lot of these boards are advisory, or they represent us in some capacity. They represent the city of College Station and part of us, part of a larger meeting body. So by reaching out to the citizens, they can find people with very specific skills. For example, some of our meeting bodies are looking for people with, say, a background in architecture or a background in cycling. And so there's actually a seat on the board for that type of person. And sometimes we struggle to find people who are qualified. So that's why, you know, getting the word out and really getting in as many qualified people and interested people as possible is very important to us.
So what goes into the selection process for these?
Well, after the applicant applies, we will qualify them, and then we'll bring those applicants before council for each meeting body. The council will consider those and make appointments. We are closing our applications on December 29th, and the ones that close December 29th will be appointed in January of 2024, if all goes well.
So what is the typical time commitment for one of these?
Well, that varies really widely. Some meeting bodies only meet as needed, and they might meet just a few times a year, and some meet on a biweekly basis or a monthly basis, and some meet quarterly. So by going into the agendas, you can really kind of get a feel for how many times a year they meet and when they might meet, or if it's very scattered or very targeted. For example, we had a bond advisory committee in 2022, and they brought a recommendation to council, and there were 23 members. They met seven times over 45 days for several hours each time and brought back a recommendation. And then the meeting body disbanded. So that was a temporary meeting body, but most of our meeting bodies are permanent.
Comments from the City of College Station's marketing coordinator, Grace Hollowell, and Deputy College Station City Secretary, Ian Whittenden, from the city's blog website, which is blog.cstx.gov, reminding College Station residents that Friday, December 29th is the deadline to apply for a variety of committees, boards, and commissions. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.